As you may have heard in the Manchester Central, everything changes its name every 2 minutes these days, and watching all the things. One of those changes, anyway. GMAX being the previous name of the Manchester Central Station. We're talking today as well about Manchester being the quite the heart of professional football. I'm fortunate, really, being born in council estate Ashton-under-Lyne. I never imagined that you do have a chance of achieving your dream. I can recall just playing football morning, afternoon, and night, and then one of the issues that Andy, you know, has dealt with is the very fact that talking in there about how sport and culture are so important, sport and the arts, to make sure our youngsters have a chance to partake in their own particular chosen sport. How we've used that as a vehicle to combat crime and drugs. You don't really need drugs when you're training and playing football. The adrenaline rush is a big enough. Opportunities for disabled, but be that as it may, that was a time of the maximum wage. I think it was behind the tram sheds at Ashton-under-Lyne, not far away from here. And it illustrated, because there was room to play, as youngsters, we played morning, afternoon and night. That situation is very much different now because of lots of safety issues. And it's one of the reasons why. We've got to be very careful that we've got enough playing fields and kids can play in a safe environment. Then it was absolutely no problem. I can remember just stay out all day. I was a latchkey kid. My mum worked in the hospital. My dad was a road motor fitter at Broughton Tank. And he would just left your lunch if you could be bothered to go back for it. And then got whistled in at night. And I remember one of the bricklayers, as suddenly the ground we're playing on came to be built on. And one of the bricklayers came one day and said, "I've seen you lads playing morning, afternoon and night, so I just hope one of you one of these days gets this medal that my dad got." And pulled the medal out, and the cup winner's medal. His father was a lad called Ross Camp, who got one of the fastest ever goals at Wembley in 1928 for Blackburn Rovers. As it was, it'd be great, wouldn't it? I could say, I played in 3 semi-finals, but never made a cup final. But it was a time when, talking about finance, there was a maximum wage. I mentioned the PFA was formed in Manchester. Billy Meredith, the Imperial Hotel at Piccadilly, which is now, as you come down, it's owned by McCutcheon, I think, Simply Red. And ironically, but in those days there was a maximum wage of £4. There were the same restrictions on movement. And when I got the chance, I've been played from a school in the town, and schools football is not as well organised now, and the clubs have taken that over, and that's another big question on, with all the money going in there, why we don't do better internationally. But school, town, county, trial for England school boys, and it was amazing how that system reasonably worked, because there were players I played with then in that trial game, like David Cleet, who went on to be a fair player and a good manager, Graham Taylor, who went on to manage England, Paul Maidling, Frank Casper, Barry Fry, Jeff Thwaites, and a great big lad who was massive then, and he came off with, he was a tough player, and ended up eventually joining your rivals, where he was from, Liverpool. Tommy Smith, I remember him coming off that trial game with a right leg that was badly cut and bruised, and he hadn't a clue that belonged to him.